Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we tell you more about the Ujima Natural Farmers Market. Our Proverb of the Day segment is also part of the program. Stay with us for the next few minutes to find out more. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZikV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHS.
Farmers markets are one of the oldest forms of direct marketing by small farmers. In a farmers market, a group of farmers sell their products once or twice a week or once per month at a designated public space. Shopping at the Ujima Natural Farmers Market is a great way to meet local farmers and get fresh produce.
The First Farm Foundation, over the last 2 years, have been working with our local farmers that are interested in farming organically or natural, and to provide a space for them to be able to share the vegetables and fruits and stuff that they've been growing.
Country Director Jamaica Sustainable Farm Enterprise Program and Director of the Source Farm Foundation at Eco Village, Nicola Shirley Phillips. The farmers that sell at this market come from all over the island.
The farmers that sell at the market are people who are either graduated through our program, which is called the 1-1 Cocoa Natural Farmers School, and also other people who are members of JOME, which is the Jamaica Organic Agricultural Movement, and people who have gone through the whole process of the training and have been certified as well. Some of our farmers are not certified organic, but are natural farmers. And so we are able to work with the natural farmers until they can get certified. But we ourselves at First Farm have trained them and also have ensured that the products that they're bringing to the market are indeed clean and organically grown.
The aim of this farmer's market is to provide clean and healthy fruits and vegetables to feed the mind, body, and soul.
And so we have a number of people on the island that have many health challenges, and they can't eat foods that have been sprayed with various pesticides or have GMO products. And so this space provides them an opportunity to get clean, healthy food that they will be able to help, you know, with their whatever challenges. And then we have a lot of people who are just more aware of eating healthy.
The farmers market is held every 2 weeks or second and last Saturday in each month at the Chinese Cultural Association at 22 Barbican Road, right across from Orchid Plaza, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The word Ujima means collective work. So we train various farmers, young and old, in organic practices and natural practices, and we provide a space for them to be able to share all that good farming and clean food to people who are interested.
Country Director Jamaica Sustainable Farm Enterprise Program and Director of the Source Farm Foundation at Eco Village, Nicola Shirley Phillips. For more information, call 421-8838 or visit thesourcefarm.com. And now for our proverb of the day. When baka old rum can't get drunk. Translation: when a bottle holds rum, corn stick gets drunk. And this means, bad example corrupts anyone, particularly children.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.